Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk a little bit about the World Series here, too. Do you think Toronto's best bet is if they can get to the Dodgers bullpen, right?
Correct.
If you, and by the way, I'm just curious, if you're sitting here at Northeast Iowa, one, are you watching the World Series? That's one. And then two, who do you like and why? And that, you know, clearly there is a Guardians-Indians connection, too, with this Blue Jays franchise that, you know, you don't have to go very far to find a tie, whether it's in the front office or guys on the field. So, you know, I just, how do you perceive this World Series? I don't know that I'm totally into it. I am rooting for the Blue Jays to win. I don't know. I really enjoyed that crowd the other night.
Oh, it was
awesome. Did you see, this
was so much fun.
This was amazing. Did you see the video of the Blue Jays win the other night? And you know, they're late in the game, and then obviously the Blue Jays come back and they win on the home run. And you know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the game, and I'm seeing like this, you know, these guys feel like they're playing for their country, and you think it's kind of cool, and like all the energy. But there was a hockey game, there was a U18, I know this is basking story, but so when this U18 game, why am I forgetting who hit the home run the other night? I'm just brain farting.
Springer.
God, man, I could not remember Springer's name for the George Springer.
I had to sit there and think of it.
Yeah, I mean, we both did. So Springer. So I don't know what it was, but there was this hockey game. It was a U18 game, and there was a stop and play, and they were about to take a face off, and there were fans at that game that were also monitoring what was going on. At the Blue Jays game, and both teams are like going at it. They're showing playing, and then all of a sudden there's a break in the action. Springer hits the home run during this hockey game. And before they take the face off, the kids had all heard what happened and everyone was pumped. The arena was going nuts. And the kids at the point in the middle of the game started shaking hands and hugging and cheering because the Blue Jays looked eminent that they were going to go on to the World Series. It was one of those really cool moments. And I was just like, wow, this thing's pretty awesome. And if that was AI, man, I don't know who did it, but it was the greatest AI, but it wasn't.
Of course.
It was real. And it was just like, I think our community, especially in Northeast Ohio, can understand that feeling. Cause I was like, oh man, could you imagine being in the middle of a game like that? And say the Guardians won the World Series. I mean, it was just something so special.
Everybody would be going nuts. This is going to be a fun one. I think this is going to be a lot of people, of course, putting their thumb on the scale for the Dodgers, thinking that it's going to be Dodgers and five.
It feels like it's Dodgers.
Dodgers and six, somewhere between there.
If Toronto can't get to the bullpen, they're in trouble.
Well, and Vesia being out for the Dodgers now, not making the World Series roster, that's a big deal. Hmm. That's one of the arms in that bullpen that Dave Roberts actually had faith in, was Alex Vesia, and him not being available is massive. Now, Clayton Kershaw being on the roster, he's had his struggles in the postseason in the past. I think he's one of the greatest lefties that's ever played. and I've always kind of, you know, waved my hand at the postseason stuff, what it's come to him personally, but it's not the same as having him out there. So I like the Blue Jays in this series. I'm going Blue Jays in six. Now, I'll remind you, I have been wrong this entire postseason. So, I mean, either the, you know, broken clock is right once a day.
So that means Dodgers in four? Is
Dodgers in four. But yeah, I think Blue Jays in six. I think they're going to be able to get to that bullpen. Yamamoto gave up some loud outs against the Brewers as much as he pitched well. Snell has been on such a heater lately. It's been unbelievable. Same thing with Glasnow. I think the Blue Jays can get to those guys and get into the Dodgers bullpen where they have been scrambling all season long to piece together some semblance of a really good bullpen, and it's just not there. Roki Sasaki got tattooed a little bit by the Brewers as well. In game one, he brought it back in game four and looked pretty good, but I think there are hits out there to be had for that Blue Jays team, and I think their bullpen is better. I think the starting pitching staff might lean Dodgers a little bit, but I think the Blue Jays are really good. And I know a lot of people maybe have not watched them because, you know, Canada, but
unless you get TSN,
Vladdy Jr. is,
I don't even know. They're on Sportsnet, aren't they?
Vladdy Jr. has turned into a complete hitter. He is no longer the hulking all or nothing hitter that we once see. He's turned into a complete hitter and has been really good. Ernie Clement the same way. I can't believe they turned Ernie Clement into a real, you know, viable offensive option, and they have. He's been really good for them. Bo Bichette coming back for this series is a big deal as well, though he hasn't seen pitching since September. Early September, he hasn't faced live pitching. So we'll see what that looks like. But still, Bo Bichette's been really good for them. And he can play a couple different positions. They can mix and match and make it work. I like the Blue Jays in this series. I hope they can pull it off because it'd be really fun.
Can Guardians fans get behind the Blue Jays because of the Bieber, Sandlin, Clement,
I think
Jimenez,
you haven't won a World Series in 30 years might be what...
Well, we have won a World Series...
Oh, I know. I mean, but like, at least to me, that's the kind of stuff that I'm immediately drawn to. I would rather go to the team who hasn't won a World Series at a good period of time and pull for them than the team that's won one the year previous. I mean, the ties, sure, that helps. Yeah, people, you know, are fans of Shane Bieber. They liked Andrés Giménez and the defense that he brought and the fun that he had when he was here, and I mean, everybody forgot Ernie Clement probably played here until they saw him. There's enough ties there, sure, if you want to use that too. For me, I'm Blue Jays just due to the fact that they haven't won a World Series in a while, and I think Canada would go absolutely berserk if they won one.
Maybe it's just because it's the American League East. It's still hard for me to believe that it took Mark and Ross 10 years to get here.
They had to tear that thing down. That team was a mess when they got there. They were paying so many old guys. It was nuts the amount of old players that they were paying on those teams. I mean,
I'm happy for those guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm super excited for them.
Me too.
But I mean, if you're sitting here, who are you rooting for? Maybe I'm just rooting for a good series.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not going to, I won't watch tonight's game. If I do, I'll come back and catch it on highlights just because I'm on high school football. It's Friday. It's the last week of the regular season. Get ready for the playoffs.
I'm seeing a stand-up comedy show. I'm going on lockdown.
Oh, look at you. You're not even tuning into baseball tonight?
I'm going on lockdown.
I bought
these tickets 6 months ahead of time. I had no idea this was going on. I'm going on lockdown, though. When I get out of there, I'm going to watch the World Series game. I will have it on the DVR because I'm still an old person who has cable and DVR.
Gotcha. All right, let's do this. Let's come back here in a moment, and we are going to. I want to touch on this NBA stuff from yesterday, especially because we had somebody from the Cavs front office on this morning that had something to say about it. So I want to dive into that a little bit. I want to talk about the Browns. We're going to do two keys and a lock coming up in the next hour. We are also going to what else are we going to do? We'll do quick predicts at the end of the show. And we're going to get, you know, just all your thoughts on the Browns coming up this weekend with a big game against your favorite team, the New England Patriots. Sure, they're your favorite team. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.